Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A fun discussion of, hey, Met fans, what would you rather have? The $800 million spent on Juan Soto or $800 million spent on a dome? And I remember Boomer was listening and was very enamored by that question. So I put that poll out on February 11th, 2025, nearly 2 months ago. And it was overwhelming that Met fans prefer having Juan Soto over a dome. Well, on this freezing cold Tuesday, in which Sean and I just barked at each other back and forth about the decision the Mets made to move a night game to a day game to 4 o'clock because it's so cold outside, I thought it'd be a good time to revisit the poll question. So I've refreshed it. I started over from zero. Met fans, what would you rather have had? Juan Soto or a dome on Citi Field? Because if you were in the building last night, or you're in the building today, or you can't go to the game now because it got moved, or you weren't going to sit in 32-degree weather, I almost think there may be a flip. There may be a few people who say, you know what? Alonso's carrying the offense anyway. Let's take the dome.
Yeah, think about Saturday night, how miserable that was with the rain and the wet grass, or even the stress. I want to remind everybody, you're waiting around, do we go to the game, do we not go to the game? The kids, you eliminate all of that with a dome, and okay, anybody can play right field.
We always think about the rain, obviously, but it's the temperature.
Yeah.
If you got a dome and you can pump in the heat and all of a sudden it's 68 degrees, it's very comfortable. Now let's get to some of your calls, and I will give you the updated results on that. 888-808-1019. Chris is calling from Cranford. How you doing today, Chris?
Hey, what's up? Sean, thank you for being the voice of brains and reason. The game tonight is unplayable.
Thank you.
And Evan, we all know he's cheap. We all know he's cheap. He must have lost money on tickets tonight. That's why he's taking this thing, right?
I promise you, Chris, my tickets were a non-issue. They've already been sold. I wasn't going to tonight's game. It has nothing to do with me. It's because I know. See, here's the thing. You can call me cheap. You can call me whatever you want. I understand most fans because I actually go to games. And as someone who goes to games, most of us can't go to a game when you're told with less than 24 hours notice the game is being moved up.
I think you're a more unique fan than it's given credit for. I don't think you represent the masses.
I get out of work at 6 o'clock, 6:30 the way most people do. I'm a 9 to 5 kind of guy.
I understand that, but we literally can't. There's plenty of people, let's be honest, with jobs where you could skedaddle out of there by 3:30.
There are some, but most people work the 9 to 5.
And I think there's plenty of people that work in the 9 to 5s that the last thing they want to do is go sit out in 8-degree weather and hope that their beard doesn't grow an icicle.
I get it. You keep going back to how cold it is. I'm going back to the fact that they moved up a game 3 hours, and there will be less people in the building today for this game than there would have been at 7. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn. How are you, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show.
Appreciate it.
Sean, listen. I'm out here. It's freezing. It's windy. I'm out here on the golf course. You know I'm out on the golf course? Because I decided I wanted to. Let me make that decision.
Alex,
I want to golf out here.
Alex, you're out there on the golf course at a time the Mets elected to play. You would not be out on that golf course at 8 o'clock tonight when you don't realize how cold the temperature is going to drop with the wind. So save me.
Trust me.
Yeah, you're out there at the time the Mets are out there. You just proved the point.
My point is, let me make my decision. And trust me, Sean, if there were lights on the golf course at 8 p.m., I'd be here.
There you go.
All right, great.
Your new nickname is going to be Nanny State Sean because you don't believe the people can make their own decisions.
No. I'm trying to protect people from losing a foot because it turned purple because it was too cold out.
You don't have to protect us. Let the people make their own decisions. Sal's in Keyport. What's up, Sal?
Sean, you can't argue with a guy like him. He is unique when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
He really is. And you know it, bro.
What does that mean?
You know it.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That you're an exceptional fan. All right? You're higher than the – you get to the top of the fandom, you're above that.
Wow.
You are just – I'm serious.
But that's very nice, but it's not relevant to this.
Bro.
But it's not relevant to this. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you, but
yes, it is.
Why?
Because this is why.
Go.
The Mets moved the game up so it's not 35 degrees and everybody freezes. And they're going to give you a little something, and they're going to bring more people back into the stadium.
You can do both! But you can do both!
No, you can't.
Yes,
because
you
the sun will still be... It'll be 43 degrees at game time.
No, but Sal, here's my point. And the Mets have done this before, and I commend them for this. I don't want this to be lost. The Mets and the Yankees in the past, on bad weather nights, have played the game and said, hey, we want to say thank you. Here's a voucher for a future game.
I saw Doc Gooden's no-hitter.
That's right. Remember you telling me that story.
For anybody who went to the 96 opening day in the snow, you got free vouchers for a choice of one of three games. One of them was Doc's no-hitter.
And that was an unbelievable move by George. Like, unbelievable. Yep. And the Mets and the Yankees still do that to this day, where even if they don't move the game, it's just a bad weather game, hey, we're going to give you a voucher. I think it happens to be really smart business because you get that person to come back to the ballpark where they will naturally buy stuff. They will buy food. They will buy hats. They will buy all sorts of stuff. So I think it makes a lot of sense. So you can do that while playing the game at 7 o'clock.
But
here's my checkmate. This is where I win. And I appreciate Sal's kind words. There would have been more people in the building tonight.
You have no idea about that.
I don't know.
No, you don't.
I've been
you
to them.
You don't know.
Yes, I do, because I've gone to these games.
No, you haven't gone to these games.
I was there last night.
Last night, they didn't move the game. Why? Because it's not tonight. Tonight is an extremely unique situation. And I don't think you're grasping that, or anybody who's bumping out at the golf course understands the temperature tonight. Don't pay attention to the lap. Is different with the wind chill off a body of water tonight. It is going to be bone-chillingly cold to the point football fans would have a questionable decision on whether they would go to a game like this tonight.
No.
It is that cold.
It's not that cold.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're talking about anywhere between 8 to 12 degrees with the wind chill. That's cold, dude.
Let's go to Tom in West Long Branch. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. Hey, Sean, you ever hear the term self-determination? If
no.
you're a knucklehead and you decide to go, if you decide to go to the game, it's on you. How come the people that sit in the stands and get hit with a ball aren't, the baseball team isn't liable? Come on.
But
and
it's,
8
but,
degrees
but Tom,
is not that cold.
Tom, you're also not factoring in that. I also mentioned this is about the players and the umpires, too. Why should a player put his body on the line in temperatures that they didn't sign up to play in?
Look. The player-umpire thing, ask them individually. What I am saying, even if you don't want to believe it, is the fans do not actually benefit from a start time change. Less people will watch the game.
You think there's zero people today that aren't going that aren't going to the game now because it's at 4 o'clock as opposed to 7? Like, of course there are people now going, yeah, now I will go to the game.
It will not be as many as those that are not. That's why there will be less people in the building at 4:10 first pitch than there would have been 7:10 first pitch. And if SNY released the numbers, the TV rating for a 4 o'clock game will be far lower than the TV rating for a 7 o'clock game.
No, actually, the TV rating will be higher because there's going to be a lot of people tuning in expecting us that always tune in, and that's going to jack the number up.
Good way to twist that. But the reality is, there's a reason why baseball games are at 7 o'clock and not 4 o'clock. There were less eyes on it. So all I'm
then
saying,
why do they play getaway days at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock if it's not feasible?
They don't want to.
Okay, but they do.
They do because they have to. It's in
four
the freaking CBA, bro.
4 o'clock is not 1 o'clock. You can't be the guy that screams and yells about how little people work from home, people do this, and now suddenly there's a 4 o'clock game when the business day is pretty much ending, and suddenly that's an issue.
There are less people consuming the game. Am I wrong about that? I have counted the amount of people at Citi Field. The number now is 109. A 100 and, oh, look at Mrs. Matt. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sure she's freezing, too.
Bad Tiki is not wrong. That's for sure. Oh, boy.
I've got 3 pairs of pants on because it's freezing.
So back in February, I put a poll out. Well, there's something else keeping her warm. I put a poll out a couple of months ago. It said, Met fans, what would you rather have? Juan Soto or a dome on Citi Field? The results in the middle of February, with no baseball going on, and everyone just being excited for the start of the year, was 74% Soto, 26% dome. I remember why we talked about this, because Steve Cohen challenged the Met fans to show up.
Right.
And we all talked about, well, it's cold in April. Like, every excuse was made, right?
Yep. And he said thank you today, by the way, for moving the game.
Excuse me?
That was his thank you to the fans today. I'm not going to put you in a dangerous situation tonight.
Whatever.
You've answered the call of coming to games.
So in February, the results were 74% would rather have Juan Soto. I have redone the poll now. In the middle of this, you know, baseball season, there was a game last night. It was very cold. There's a game that got moved up to 4 o'clock. Do you think the results move significantly? Or do you think people are still 74-26, give me Juan Soto?
Still pro Soto.
Still pro Soto. It was 74-26. It is now even more pro Soto. It's now 77-23.
Because you know what?
Even in the cold weather, even with it being freezing outside, people still say, screw the dome, give me Soto.
Because how many of those people aren't going to games in April anyway? You know what I mean?
Well,
that skews the number a little
bit. So I'm glad you asked that. I have a really interesting question for you. Okay. So speaking of attendance, the Met attendance is off to a very good start, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They did very well over the weekend. And even last night, 28,000, just to give perspective on this, the first weeknight game that they played last year that got to 28,000 was in the middle of May. So it took the Mets a long time to get to that number. They already had a 40,000 crowd after Citi Field on Sunday. So no other way to put it, Met fans have responded to the offseason, and they have responded to Steve Cohen's plead to show up 4 games in. They're off to a great start. Okay?
And they're not making vacation plans in October.
Record-breaking numbers. Let's be clear.
I just said that.
No, you said they were good. They were record-breaking.
No, I said they're well ahead of last year.
No,
I mean record-breaking. They're not 2008 Shane
Over
Stadium.
Over the weekend, the numbers at Citi Field were record-breaking.
Well, I just said they were great. They got 40,000 on Sunday. They had 38,000 on Saturday. They announced 28,000 last night.
Record-breaking is great. I think you guys are just using different words.
What are you looking for? what do you want from me?
Because here's what just happened there.
He wants the record-breaking thing so he could do the Big Brother thing again.
No, I want Evan to say it because you left the window open for Sean to take a shot. If you had just said record-breaking, he wouldn't have said it.
Just gave the Mets fans going credit.
Both of you, go back to your corners. There's nothing to fight about here. The Mets have had a great attendance weekend. That goes without saying. You can't take a shot. You should be happy with what I said. Everything's fine.
Did I take a shot?
Now, can I get back to last night? Because I'm fascinated
by
this.
All right.
So last night, at Citi Field, 28,000 people. Good crowd for Monday night, right? Very good crowd for Monday night.
Did Hoff count as 2 seats or 1?
Shut your mouth. If there was a dome and it was climate controlled, just like today, if there was a dome and it was climate controlled, how many people are in Citi Field last night? How many in Citi Field tonight? April, Marlins, but the weather's great because there's a dome.
38,000.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think 38,000?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. People are dying to go to baseball games. They've been sitting in the house all day. Now you get tell me you could also get it warm?
If you're right with that the Mets could have had 10,000 more people in the building last night, then I'm sorry, everybody's wrong. Give me the dome over Juan Soto.
The Brooklyn Nets are still drawing 18,000 fans a game. You tell me you could get 10,000 more of those people to go to a baseball game and see Juan Soto in the warm weather?
Tommy, do you agree with that?
No, it's Oh, do I agree with...
Well, hold on, let me ask the question because I don't know if you understand it. Last night, there were 28,000 people at Citi Field, or the announced attendance was 28,000. Yes, less people showed up, whatever. 28,000. If there was a dome and it was climate controlled, what would the crowd have been last night?
More. It would have been probably, Sean's right, probably 10,000 more.
So they would have 38,000 people?
Probably,
yeah.
No, look, I agree. People rather be comfortable. They'd rather sit on their couch when it's cold out and watch the Mets.
Then I think we clear the polls. People are dumb.
No, that's...
They got to sell Juan Soto and build a dome.
No, people, that's idiotic.
Yeah, people also are reading the poll and not taking it seriously because it is such a preposterous... thing. And but also, a lot of them are okay not going to the games in April and want the right
field. Again, how many fans go to two or three games a year? They're going to go in July.
Right.
They're going to go in September. They're going to go when it's
nice. So the people answering the question.
So who are the extra 10,000 people in your minds that would have showed up last night or tonight?
Some of those people that don't realize they would be when it becomes a reality.
Yeah, because maybe they have summer plans, they're busy, and they want to go in April, but they don't want to go when it's cold. Everybody has different schedules and different lives.
We have... in this town, the ability to support all of these teams and all of these sports and some of these arenas, like I brought up Barclays, we question how they could be filled all the time. It's entertainment. We're all dying to get out of the house. What stops us the most is we've grown softer with cold weather. We don't want to be outside in the cold.
Well, I mean, you may be right with the softness, the fact that this game was moved up. But yeah, Met fans still prefer Juan Soto over a dome, despite freezing their tukuses off last night or this afternoon.
So as planes in LaGuardia tonight might have to de-ice next to Citi Field, you think people should be flooding Citi Field and they shouldn't have done
this game.
I just want that on the record.
I said if there was a dome, would they be flooding Citi Field?
Yes, they would be.
Okay.
Let me see a dome have over a 1,000 OPS. You'd rather have the player than the dome, Evan. I literally can't believe you said that on the radio station. That you'd rather have a dome right now than Juan Soto.
If the San Francisco Giants owners were paying for a retractable roof on Yankee Stadium, I would trade them Aaron Judge today for that.
You're out of your mind.
That's a moron.
You're out of your mind.
I love Judge, but I want a dome.
You don't.
Yeah, but you're not going to a lot of games, so what do you care? You're not going to go to more games.
Matter of fact, I'll do you one better. I would trade the third overall pick to an owner willing to put a dome on MetLife Stadium.
Well, that's crazy. It's football, dude. That's even worse.
Nope. I'd be more likely to go to games and enjoy myself.
Baseball's different because of the fact that you have rainouts, you have things like this, there's more games. Like, I almost think the dome is more necessary in baseball than it is in football.
Sure, but, man, those things get cold. I'm tired of the cold weather. Enough.
He would trade Aaron Judge for a dome.
San Francisco tells me today, dome over Yankees, retractable, by the way. I still want to be outside when it's nice.
Also, I want to clarify, I said it would be smart for Steve Cohen to build the dome because if you're adding 10,000 people a game, then business-wise, it would have been better business to get the dome than $800 million for Juan Soto. Me as a Met fan, like, unfortunately, here's where I am at 41 years old. I don't have that many more years left. Like, I don't know how many more years I'm going to be around. So I would actually prefer Soto because at least I know I have a better chance of winning a championship for 15 years. And here's the other thing. I went last night. It was fine. It was fine. I went to the ballpark.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened at the ballpark, though. Something happened at that ballpark. And when we come back, I'll let you know what happened.
Oh.
And it caused some raucousness at Citi Field. And it has to do with you people. I'm talking about Yankee fans out there. You were involved. We'll get to that, plus your calls.
Did the giraffe win, finally?
Did the giraffe win? Oh!
No.
No. Has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
he meant the race.
The Bronx is what he's saying. The Bronx borough.
So many to choose from.
Download the app. Start building your bet. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. T&Cs apply.
Become a Yankees Universe Fan Club member today. Rookie and Explorer packages are now available. All Yankees Universe members receive a membership card, two tickets to a 2025 home game, access to a members-only website, and MLB audio at-bat. Rookie tier members will also receive a New York Yankees t-shirt. A portion of all proceeds is donated to Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, benefiting pediatric cancer research. Join Yankees Universe today by visiting yankees.com/universe.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Getting engaged will be one of the most exciting times of your life, and the winning team at London Jewelers is there to help you pop the big question. The cutting-edge technology and trained professionals at London Jewelers can help you select a ring from their 2x London collection or design the absolute perfect ring to fit within everyone's budget. So whether you're starting out or starting over, why not let the engagement experts at London Jewelers help you out? Visit London Jewelers at any one of their 7 locations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Including Americana Manhasset and the mall at Short Hills.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Talk sports with BT and Sal. Middays 10 to 2. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
If you recall, months ago, I don't even know why we were talking about it, but we were talking about how much it would cost to put a dome on top of Citi Field. And the research we came up with would be $800 million. That would be the cost of putting a dome on top of Citi Field. And it led to a fun discussion of, hey, Met fans, what would you rather have? The $800 million spent on Juan Soto or $800 million spent on a dome? And I remember Boomer was listening and was very enamored by that question. So I put that poll out on February 11th, 2025, nearly 2 months ago. And it was overwhelming that Met fans prefer having Juan Soto over a dome. Well, on this freezing cold Tuesday, in which Sean and I just barked at each other back and forth about the decision the Mets made to move a night game to a day game to 4 o'clock because it's so cold outside, I thought it'd be a good time to revisit the poll question. So I've refreshed it. I started over from zero. Met fans, what would you rather have had? Juan Soto or a dome on Citi Field? Because if you were in the building last night, or you're in the building today, or you can't go to the game now because it got moved, or you weren't going to sit in 32-degree weather, I almost think there may be a flip. There may be a few people who say, you know what? Alonso's carrying the offense anyway. Let's take the dome.
Yeah, think about Saturday night, how miserable that was with the rain and the wet grass, or even the stress. I want to remind everybody, you're waiting around, do we go to the game, do we not go to the game? The kids, you eliminate all of that with a dome, and who can, anybody can play right field.
We always think about the rain, obviously, but it's the temperature.
Yeah.
If you got a dome and you can pump in the heat and all of a sudden it's 68 degrees, it's very comfortable. Now let's get to some of your calls, and I will give you the updated results on that. 888-808-1019. Chris is calling from Cranford. How you doing today, Chris?
Hey, what's up? Sean, thank you for being the voice of brains and reason. The game tonight is unplayable.
Thank you.
And Evan, we all know he's cheap. We all know he's cheap. He must have lost money on tickets tonight. That's why he's taking this thing, right?
I promise you, Chris, my tickets were a non-issue. They've already been sold. I wasn't going to tonight's game. It has nothing to do with me. It's because I know. See, here's the thing. You can call me cheap. You can call me whatever you want. I understand most fans because I actually go to games. And as someone who goes to games, most of us can't go to a game when you're told with less than 24 hours notice the game is being moved up.
I think you're a more unique fan than it's given credit for. I don't think you represent the masses.
I get out of work at 6 o'clock, 6:30 the way most people do. I'm a 9-to-5 kind of guy.
I understand that, but we literally can't. There's plenty of people, let's be honest, with jobs where you could skedaddle out of there by 3:30.
There are some, but most people work the 9-to-5.
And I think there's plenty of people that work in the 9-to-5s that the last thing they want to do is go sit out in 8-degree weather and hope that their beard doesn't grow an icicle.
I get it. You keep going back to how cold it is. I'm going back to the fact that they moved up a game 3 hours, and there will be less people in the building today for this game than there would have been at 7. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn. How are you, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show.
Appreciate it.
Sean, listen. I'm out here. It's freezing. It's windy. I'm out here on the golf course. You know I'm out on the golf course? Because I decided I wanted to. Let me make that decision.
Alex,
I want to golf at it.
Alex, you're out there on the golf course at a time the Mets elected to play. You would not be out on that golf course at 8 o'clock tonight when you don't realize how cold the temperature is going to drop with the wind. So save me.
Trust me.
Yeah, you're out there at the time, Sean. The Mets are out there. You just proved the point.
My point is, let me make my decision. And trust me, Sean, if there were lights on the golf course at 8 p.m., I'd be here.
There you go.
All right, great.
Your new nickname is going to be Nanny State Sean because you don't believe the people can make their own decisions.
No. I'm trying to protect people from losing a foot because it turned purple because it was too cold out.
You don't have to protect us. Let the people make their own decisions. Sal's in Keyport. What's up, Sal?
Sean, you can't argue with a guy like him. He is unique when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
He really is. And you know it, bro.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That you're an exceptional fan. All right? You're higher than the... You get to top of the fandom, you're above that.
Wow.
You are just a... I'm serious.
But that's very nice, but it's not relevant to this. But it's not relevant to this. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you, but...
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because this is why.
Go.
The Mets moved the game up so it's not 35 degrees and everybody freezes. And they're going to give you a little something, and they're going to bring more people back into the stadium.
You can do both! But you can do both!
No, you can't, because the sun will still be... It'll be 43 degrees at game time.
No, but Sal, here's my point. And the Mets have done this before, and I commend them for this. I don't want this to be lost. The Mets and the Yankees in the past, on bad weather nights, have played the game and said, hey, we want to say thank you. Here's a voucher for a future game.
That's why Sean Doc Gooden's no-hitter.
That's right. I remember you telling me that story.
For anybody who went to the 96 opening day in the snow, you got free vouchers for a choice of one of three games. One of them was Doc's no-hitter.
And that was an unbelievable move by George. Like, unbelievable. Yeah. And the Mets and the Yankees still do that to this day, where even if they don't move the game, it's just a bad weather game. Hey, we're going to give you a voucher. I think it happens to be really smart business because you get that person to come back to the ballpark where they will naturally buy stuff. They will buy food. They will buy hats. They will buy all sorts of stuff. So I think it makes a lot of sense. So you can do that while playing the game at 7 o'clock. But here's my checkmate. This is where I win. And I appreciate Sal's kind words. There would have been more people in the building tonight.
You have no idea about that.
I don't know.
No, you don't.
I've been
you
to them.
You don't know.
Yes, I do, because I've gone to these games.
No, no, you haven't gone to these games.
I was there last night.
Last night, they didn't move the game. Why? Because it's not tonight. Tonight is an extremely unique situation. And I don't think you're grasping that, or anybody who's bumping out at the golf course understands the temperature tonight. Don't pay attention to the lap. Is different with the wind chill off a body of water tonight. It is going to be bone-chillingly cold to the point football fans would have a questionable decision on whether they would go to a game like this tonight. Oh, it is that cold.
It's not that cold.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. You're talking about anywhere between 8 to 12 degrees with the wind chill. That's cold, dude.
Let's go to Tom in West Long Branch. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. Hey, Sean, you ever hear the term self-determination? If
no.
you're a knucklehead and you decide to go, if you decide to go to the game, it's on you. How come the people that sit in the stands and get hit with a ball aren't, the baseball team isn't liable? Come on.
But
and
it's,
8 degrees,
Tom,
is not that cold.
Tom, you're also not factoring in that. I also mentioned this is about the players and the umpires, too. Why should a player put his body on the line in temperatures that they didn't sign up to play in?
Look. The player-umpire thing, ask them individually. What I am saying, even if you don't want to believe it, is the fans do not actually benefit from a start time change. Less people will watch the game.
You think there's zero people today that that aren't going to the game now because it's at 4 o'clock as opposed to 7? Like, of course there are people now going, yeah, now I will go to the game.
It will not be as many as those that are not. That's why there will be less people in the building at 4:10 first pitch than there would have been 7:10 first pitch. And if SNY released the numbers, the TV rating for a 4 o'clock game will be far lower than the TV rating for a 7 o'clock game.
No, actually, the TV rating will be higher because there's going to be a lot of people tuning in expecting us that always tune in, and that's going to jack the number up.
Good way to twist that. But the reality is, there's a reason why baseball games are at 7 o'clock and not 4 o'clock. There were less eyes on it. So all I'm
then
saying,
why do they play getaway days at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock if it's not feasible?
They don't want to.
Okay, but they do.
They do because they have to. It's in the freaking CBA, bro.
4 o'clock is not 1 o'clock. You can't be the guy that screams and yells about how little people work from home, people do this, and now suddenly there's a 4 o'clock game when the business day is pretty much ending, and suddenly that's an issue.
There are less people consuming the game. Am I wrong about that? I have counted the amount of people at Citi Field. The number now is 109. A 100 amp. Oh, look at Mrs. Matt. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sure she's freezing, too.
Bantiki is not wrong. That's for sure. Oh, boy.
She's probably got three pairs of pants on. She's just freezing it.
So back in February, I put a poll out. Well, there's something else keeping her warm. I put a poll out a couple of months ago. It said, Met fans, what would you rather have? Juan Soto or a dome on Citi Field? The results in the middle of February, with no baseball going on, and everyone just being excited for the start of the year, was 74% Soto, 26% dome. I remember why we talked about this. Because Steve Cohen challenged the Met fans to show up.
Right.
And we all talked about, well, it's cold in April. Like, every excuse was made, right?
Yep. And he said thank you today, by the way, for moving the game.
Excuse me?
That was his thank you to the fans today. I'm not going to put you in a dangerous situation tonight.
Whatever.
You've answered the call of coming to games.
So in February, the results were 74% would rather have Juan Soto. I have redone the poll now. In the middle of this, you know, baseball season, there was a game last night. It was very cold. There's a game that got moved up to 4 o'clock. Do you think the results move significantly? Or do you think people are still 74-26, give me Juan Soto?
Still pro Soto.
Still pro Soto. It was 74-26. It is now even more pro Soto. It's now 77-23.
Because, you know what?
Even in the cold weather, even with it being freezing outside, people still say, screw the dome, give me Soto.
Because how many of those people aren't going to games in April anyway? You know what I mean?
Well,
that skews the number a little bit.
So I'm glad you asked that. I have a really interesting question for you. Okay. So speaking of attendance, the Met attendance is off to a very good start, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They did very well over the weekend. And even last night, 28,000, just to give perspective on this, the first weeknight game that they played last year that got to 28,000 was in the middle of May. So it took the Mets a long time to get to that number. They already had a 40,000 crowd after Citi Field on Sunday. So no other way to put it. Met fans have responded to the offseason, and they have responded to Steve Cohen's plead to show up. Four games in, they're off to a great start. Okay?
And they're not making vacation plans in October.
Record-breaking numbers. Let's be clear.
I just said that.
No, you said they were good. They were record-breaking.
No, I said they're well ahead of last year.
No,
I mean record-breaking. They're not 2008 Shea
Stadium.
Over
the weekend, the numbers at Citi Field were record-breaking.
Well, I just said they were great. They got 40,000 on Sunday. They had 38,000 on Saturday. They announced 28,000 last night.
Record-breaking is great. I think you guys are just using different words.
What are you looking for? what do you want from me?
Because here's what just happened there.
He wants the record-breaking thing so he could do the Big Brother thing again.
No, I want Evan to say it because you left the window open for Sean to take a shot. If you had just said record-breaking, he wouldn't have said it.
If I take a shot, I just gave the Mets fans going credit.
Both of you, go back to your corners. There's nothing to fight about here. The Mets have had a great attendance weekend. That goes without saying. You can't take a shot. You should be happy with what I said. Everything's fine.
Did I take a shot?
Now, can I get back to last night? Because I'm fascinated by this.
All right.
So last night, at Citi Field, 28,000 people. Good crowd for Monday night, right? Very good crowd for Monday night.
Did Hoff count as two seats or one?
Shut your mouth. If there was a dome and it was climate controlled, just like today, if there was a dome and it was climate controlled, how many people are in Citi Field last night? How many in Citi Field tonight? April, Marlins, but the weather's great because there's a dome.
38,000.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think 38,000?
Absolutely. People are dying to go to baseball games. They've been sitting in the house all day. Now you tell me you could also get it warm?
If you're right with that the Mets could have had 10,000 more people in the building last night, then I'm sorry, everybody's wrong. Give me the dome over Juan Soto.
The Brooklyn Nets are still drawing 18,000 fans a game. You tell me you could get 10,000 more of those people to go to a baseball game and see Juan Soto in the warm weather?
Tommy, do you agree with that?
Let
me ask the question because I don't know if you understand it. Last night, there were 28,000 people at Citi Field, or the announced attendance was 28,000. Yes, less people showed up, whatever. 28,000. If there was a dome and it was climate controlled, what would the crowd have been last night?
More. It would have been probably, Sean's right, probably 10,000 more.
So they would have 38,000 people?
Probably. Oh, yeah. No. Look, I agree. People rather be comfortable. They'd rather sit on their couch when it's cold out and watch the Mets.
Then I think we clear the polls. People are dumb.
No, that's...
They got to sell Juan Soto and build a dome.
No, that's idiotic.
Yeah, people also are reading the poll and not taking it seriously because it is such a preposterous thing. And but also, a lot of them are okay not going to the games in April and want the right
field.
And
again, how many fans go to two or three games a year? They're going to go in July.
Right.
They're going to go in September. They're going to go when it's
nice. So the people answering the question.
So who are the extra 10,000 people in your minds that would have showed up last night or tonight?
Some of those people that don't realize they would be when it becomes a reality.
Yeah, because maybe they have summer plans, they're busy, and they want to go in April, but they don't want to go when it's cold. Everybody has different schedules and different lives.
We have, in this town, the ability to support all of these teams and all of these sports. And some of these arenas, like I brought up Barclays, we question how they could be filled all the time. It's entertainment. We're all dying to get out of the house. What stops us the most is we've grown softer with cold weather. We don't want to be outside in the cold.
Well, I mean, you may be right with the softness. The fact that this game was moved up. But yeah, Met fans still prefer Juan Soto over a dome, despite freezing that took us off last night or this afternoon.
So as planes in LaGuardia tonight might have to de-ice next to Citi Field, you think people should be flooding Citi Field and they shouldn't have done this game. I just want that on the record.
I said if there was a dome, would they be flooding Citi Field?
Yes, they would be.
Okay.
Let me see a dome have over a 1,000 OPS. You'd rather have the player than the dome, Evan. I literally can't believe you said on the radio station. That you'd rather have a dome right now than Juan Soto.
If the San Francisco Giants owners were paying for a retractable roof on Yankee Stadium, I would trade them Aaron Judge today for that.
You're out of your mind.
That's a moron.
You're out of your mind.
I love Judge, but I want a dome.
You don't.
Yeah, but you're not going to a lot of games, so what do you care? You're not going to go to more games.
Matter of fact, I'll do you one better. I would trade the third overall pick to an owner willing to put a dome on MetLife Stadium.
Well, that's crazy. It's football, dude. That's even worse.
Nope. I'd be more likely to go to games and enjoy myself.
Baseball's different because of the fact that you have rainouts, you have things like this, there's more games. Like, I almost think the dome is more necessary in baseball than it is in football.
Sure, but, man, those things get cold. I'm tired of the cold weather. Enough.
He would trade Aaron Judge for a dome.
San Francisco tells me today, dome over Yankees. Retractable, by the way. I still want to be outside when it's nice.
Also, I want to clarify. I said it would be smart for Steve Cohen to build a dome because if you're adding 10,000 people a game, then business-wise, it would have been better business to get the dome than $800 million for Juan Soto. Me as a Met fan, like, unfortunately, here's where I am at 41 years old. I don't have that many more years left. Like, I don't know how many more years I'm going to be around. So I would actually prefer Soto because at least I know I have a better chance of winning a championship for 15 years. And here's the other thing. I went last night. It was fine. It was fine. I went to the ballpark.
Yeah.
I tell you what happened at the ballpark, though. Something happened at that ballpark. And when we come back, I'll let you know what happened.
Oh.
And it caused some raucousness at Citi Field. And it has to do with you people. I'm talking about Yankee fans out there. You were involved. We'll get to that, plus your calls.
Did the giraffe win, finally?
Did the giraffe win? Oh!
No.
No. Has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
he meant the race.
The Bronx is what he's saying. The Bronx Borough and the mascot race.
I got you. No, I'm talking about the people and the continuing civil war that New York is facing between Met fans and Yankee fans, because last night it got ugly. We'll get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. That is the toll-free number. We welcome in the Yankee fans after the Yankees lost to the Tigers on the AM side. Tomorrow will be the same thing. They have a 1 o'clock first pitch. That'll be on 660. The conclusion of BT and Sal will be on FM, as will our entire show, and we'll keep you posted on the Met game as they take on the Marlins at a frozen Citi Field. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name-brand discount tire dealer, and with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name-brand tires. They honor all manufacturers' rebates. They even honor competitors' rebates. With more than 100 stores from Connecticut to New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires, why go anywhere else? Name brands and discount prices. Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-4094. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-4094. That's 800-575-4094.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Attention homeowners, if you heat your home with oil, now's the time to take action. With current economic changes, the price per gallon has dropped significantly. Lowest drop since 2021. For over a century, Sloman's has been your trusted name in home heating. We don't just provide quality fuel, we deliver peace of mind. With 24/7, 365-day service, our dedicated team is always here for you, no matter the hour. As one of Long Island's largest heating oil providers, we're committed to exceptional customer care and prompt deliveries. Let us help you stay warm and secure throughout the seasons ahead. Call us today at 516-932-7000 to discuss price protection for your home heating oil deliveries next winter. That's 516-932-7000. 516-932-7000. Sloman's, keeping you comfortable for over...
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
100 years.
They say there's always enough room in your heart for another child.
Yeah, but are there enough rooms in our house? That's the real question.
Well, when Sophia came along, we went to Suffolk Credit Union, and they helped us get a home equity line of credit to pay for the renovations.
Maybe that should be our next stop, right after we tell Emma she's going to be a big sister.
When one addition leads to another, learn more at suffolkcu.org. Membership is open to anyone on Long Island. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender.
This spring break bigger at American Dream. Splash bigger in the world's biggest indoor wave pool. Scream bigger on a record-breaking roller coaster. And play bigger with favorite characters from SpongeBob to Elmo. At American Dream, there are over 36 major attractions, so you climb, jump, bounce, surf, ski, and dance bigger. Plus, there are 350 places to shop and dine. That's bigger, too. Spring break bigger at American Dream. Minutes from Manhattan.
Attention!
Now, why does Jeremy have a megaphone?
Yeah, well, he's pretty jazzed about the new Mega Millions from the New Jersey Lottery.
More mega!
It's got a built-in multiplier now. And more eye-popping jackpots.
Something mega got more mega!
Even better odds of winning. It's more...
Mega!
Mega?
When I say more, you say mega!
Play Mega Millions today, now $5.
Mega!
Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never have to worry about thinking too big because you have a reliable connection that puts everything within reach. A connection to education, to family and friends, and most of all, to opportunity. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
It's tax time, and New York's Direct File program makes it easy to e-file for free. Skip the hassle. Skip the fees. File anytime, anywhere with Direct File. See if you qualify and get started today at tax.ny.gov. A message from the New York State Tax Department.
The Ego Power Plus Savings event is on at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery with purchase of a select trimmer, blower, or mower kit. That's a $299 value. Plus, shop today for new and exclusive items you need for your lawn. So get ready for spring with the latest in innovation from Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Only at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 416. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Need plumbing, heating, or HVAC supplies? Pros order the supplies they need from SupplyHouse.com.
H.L. Gross Jewelers of Garden City is Long Island's premier engagement and wedding ring destination. Visit H.L. Gross today or online at HLGross.com.
From the 1010 Winds Traffic Center, I'm Greg Rice with the SupplyHouse.com Fan Highway Patrol. Extra tough in Queens. Traffic is sponsored by Turf Tech, premium synthetic grass provider. Southbound side of the Whitestone Expressway, just past Northern Boulevard. You got the right lane out because of a breakdown, a slow ride all the way back to the Whitestone Bridge. Southbound Clearview is better, but don't expect perfection. And the eastbound Grand Central still extra tough from the RFK over to Citi Field because of this afternoon's Mets game. FDR Drive northbound after the Queensbury. You got a crash leaving a single file and slow all the way back towards East Houston Street. Citybound George is good enough. West Side Highway is the best of what you've got getting out of town. Lincoln, it's about an extra 10 to 15 in, mostly getting you past Tonnelly Avenue. Outbound Lincoln's all right. Outbound Holland, no more than 10. The inbound Holland, extra few getting past the Skyway. The Newark Bay is better. Tired of seeing dead grass everywhere? See green year-round with Turf Tech. Turf Tech is the go-to installer and supplier of premium synthetic grass servicing the tri-state area for over two decades. Visit TurfTechUSA.com today. Or call 833-TURF-TECH for a simpler solution for the yard you've always dreamed of. With the SupplyHouse.com Fan Highway Patrol, I'm Greg Rice. 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Tiki out for one more day. That's today. He'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And for the first time, we'll talk into a microphone as a 50-year-old man. The Mets have a moved-up game against the Marlins. It got moved to 4 o'clock, and there's already been a lot of action. Clay Holmes gave up two runs in the first inning, threw a ton of pitches, and then Francisco Lindor, who looks hot, looks like he's warming up, hit a bomb into the upper tank, a solo home run to lead off the game for the Mets. So that game is 2-1 in the bottom of the first inning. The Yankees got shut out by Tarik Skubal and the Detroit Tigers. They are currently on a three-game losing streak. And Sean said it earlier, I agree with him. I know it's only April 9th, but there are certain games that are slightly bigger than others. Max Fried, get the job done tomorrow as the ace and stop the Yankee losing streak. Now, speaking of Mets-Yankees, before we get to your phone calls, I was in Citi Field last night, and there was a ruckus. And I saw this ruckus going on in the right field corner, and I saw popcorn being thrown. Oh. And then I saw lots of, like, loudness. And then it morphed into a chant that sounded like this. Okay.
All right, I'm listening.
Yankees suck. So as that was going on, it was actually really cool because the guy behind me says, "That's awesome, man. Do you hear what they're chanting?" And I'm like, "This guy's going to celebrate a Yankee suck chant?" He's like, "Nah, they're chanting Danny Young. Danny Young.
Oh, no. He thought they were chanting Danny Young.
He thought they were chanting Danny Young. So I was like, "Nah, they're chanting Yankee suck." And even though that did happen, and I'm sure it was egged on by a Yankee fan, but that's the same reason the bleep Juan Soto chants occurred.
Yeah.
What I was so proud of was everybody in my section had an audible, like, disappointment that Met fans were chanting Yankee suck.
Okay, good.
So I believe we're noticing a turnaround where most Met fans don't want that to be the case.
I believe that from the Yankee standpoint, too. I do.
So you're saying we're the better people, Sean?
Yes.
Me and you, Tommy's obviously the problem because he would chant Yankee suck.
Absolutely.
At Citi Field?
Well, actually, no, he wouldn't because he'd have to go to Citi Field and say yes to tickets first.
Way too cold to be there.
No, I understand. But there continues to be an infiltration problem where Met fans are going to Yankee Stadium to try to make a statement. And now Yankee fans, and they've been doing this a long time, are coming to Citi Field to make a statement. So can we all just get along and not have to wear the dopey jersey of the other team when our team isn't actually playing? Can we make peace in that regard until they actually play each other in the Subway Series?
I agree. Enough's enough. And when they do play each other in the Subway Series, reminder to all Yankee fans, I know if you have listened to the Yankees earlier today, in attendance, turn around, do not boo Juan Soto. Stay silent on Friday, May 16th. Hashtag stay silent. Don't give the Met fans and Juan Soto their due by booing.
Well, I give you credit. Tiki's missed four shows, and you stepped up at all four shows to continue to pump up that dopey idea.
It's not a dopey idea. It's a good idea.
Your idea of not booing Juan Soto. All right, so Sean and I have made peace.
Yeah.
We have declared we will not infiltrate enemy territory wearing the jerseys of our teams. Tommy, would you agree to this peace treaty? You have a very popular voice. You are positive, Tommy. Can you let your brethren know that we need a peace treaty and we can no longer have this infiltration at our local ballparks?
So let's just be clear here. What am I agreeing to with this peace treaty? That Met fans will not go to Yankee Stadium unless the Mets are playing the Yankees.
Correct.
Wearing Mets gear.
Yes.
And the same thing for the other side?
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Can we have peace, Tommy?
Oh, my God.
We will never have peace.
What?
But I don't think that, because I crushed the Yankee fan for doing it, I don't think Met fans should be going to Yankee Stadium during Met games when the Mets are not playing the Yankees wearing Met gear. I just don't think they should do that.
Can you now tweet about that? You have a very positive voice.
Yeah. I mean, you have said numerous times, I will lead us. Lead them.
Yeah, we need you to lead.
No peace.
Well, you got to give me an example. I got to steal somebody's video. I think that was from Independence Day.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what that was. Yeah, can
when
you...
When aliens were infiltrating our society.
No, I understand. That's what he's going for. I need you, as the leader of Met fans, because you do tell us that you will lead us, can you tell them... Hey, guys, Positive Tommy here. You can even do a video if you want, if that's easier.
Yeah, at some point.
And let...
At some point.
I'm not a jukebox.
Yeah, no. We're at a crisis right now.
It's not TRL. It's
how
not
many totally times do you need to say, I will lead us? This is the time. Lead.
I got to think about that one. I gave you my answer on the air, but before I address the masses...
So do you not agree with us? Are you just saying that for the radio? Because I think we're at a problem here. Like I just described last night at Citi Field. I was there. I saw it. There were Yankee fans infiltrating. We have heard many reports of Met fans infiltrating Yankee Stadium, causing ruckuses, causing these chants, causing this anger. We all agree it's happening.
Okay.
So I thought you agreed to it. Are you going to lead us or not?
Yeah, at some point.
At some point.
During the show. I don't tweet during the show.
I didn't ask during the show. Can you at some point today
at some point,
lead us?
At some point I will. Yes, absolutely.
He's not going to do
it.
I don't understand the at some point.
You know what he is?
I don't like the jukebox.
Well, for the record, we're not on SMY today. He's saying I don't tweet during the show as his leg is up back there.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just saying he's relaxed enough.
Theater of the mind, dummy. Nobody can see that.
Send out the tweet.
Here's the problem.
Don't tell me what to do.
The problem is, he could play this game of I don't want to be told what to do. I'm a tough guy. That's not what this is. I don't think he wants there to be peace.
He doesn't.
I think he's one of those war generals. Some accused Nixon of doing this during Vietnam. Who doesn't actually want the war to end?
Right. Well, this is...
He says it publicly.
Here's what he wants.
Privately, he's like, I don't want this.
I got to meet with my generals.
No, because remember now, this comes back to Tommy's main argument.
He's Putin over there.
He wants to ignore, you're right, he wants to ignore what his own people are doing.
Yeah.
And he wants the Yankee fans to keep responding to the Met fans so he could come on the air and go, I don't look at this, we're in their head, we're big brother
that
now.
That may or may not be true.
I nailed it. Don't give me this, I don't want to be told what to do crap.
Well,
you do plenty when you're told what to do. You're a good soldier, but in this case, he doesn't want peace. That's what this comes down
to. No peace.
I don't want to issue a statement unless I'm totally behind it. That's like I said, let me digest it a little bit. I didn't see any of this stuff happen either. I got to see
it
happen.
What do you mean you didn't see it? You didn't rip off someone else's video?
No,
it's
I saw
happened.
The Yankee fan. I didn't see a Met fan. I keep hearing about all this stuff. I haven't seen any visual evidence of Met fans doing this.
Go to a game next time Evan asks you to go, and maybe you would.
You would see it. Let's go to Aaron in Clifton, New Jersey. How are you, Aaron?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I want to say that I was in the right field corner last night. The real story is there were a bunch of Yankees fans chanting, let's go Yankees. That's what led to the Mets suck.
Wow.
And that was the popcorn and the beer.
Yeah.
The security had to escort the Yankees fans out. They provoked us by starting chanting, let's go Yankees. So it's not on us this time.
No, I understand it. I figured it was that. I didn't realize. How many Yankee fans do you think there were doing that?
I was sitting in the row behind me. There were like three or four Yankees fans.
All right, so they were watching the Yankee game on DVR on their phone, and they would root on their team.
Sean, don't do
that. That's pretty smart.
That's pretty smart.
Now you're going to get on guys for rooting on their team while they're watching the team?
Yeah, you two are something else, because here's what's going on. Tommy doesn't want peace. He's made that pretty obvious.
There will never be peace.
And Sean is sitting right here excusing the war crimes that were committed.
No, I don't agree.
By the Yankee fans.
And this is why I won't issue a statement. If you're watching your team on your phone, you're going to chant, let's go Yankees. I don't mind that.
They weren't watching the team on their phone. The Yankees game was over for 4 hours.
No,
they went to a Met game and were chanting, let's go Yankees.
You just had a problem with the Mets moving this game today to 4 o'clock. Why?
Because people can't watch it.
Why can't they watch it?
Because they're usually working.
So what time was the Yankee game yesterday?
3 o'clock.
Why couldn't these fans watch it?
You gotta be kidding me.
You just told us that's why people can't watch because they're at work. Sure. So they get to the Mickey and they have tickets, two birds, one stone, they pop up like we do, the DVR, and in the middle of that game, remember the little rally? Let's go Yankees.
Sean, you think that these gentlemen went to Citi Field on a frozen Monday night and were watching a DVR'd Yankee game on their phone while chanting, "Let's go, Yankees"? You don't think that being in the right field corner, they probably were doing it at Juan Soto to send a message? Because there will be no peace?
Have you ever watched something on an iPad at Citi Field while a Met game was on in front of you?
I have.
So now...
Don't equate me to these people.
You have agreed and admitted on the air it's a problem to watch these games during the daytime, and that you will watch it, but you're saying other fans can't do it and cheer on their team? That seems awfully hypocritical of you, Evan Roberts.
That peace treaty lasted 30 seconds.
See, and that's why I didn't want to issue a statement. You're telling me...
Because I figured it out.
No, because Evan is trying to tell Positive Tommy in war times to tell my people to stand down.
Yes.
If anything, we are not going to stand down. We are going to go on the attack now because of that statement that Sean just made. So don't stand down, Met fans. Go on the attack.
No, don't.
Keep it up.
It's a shame.
So,
and then I will dictate everything.
So here's what Sean is saying. Next Wednesday, the Mets play an afternoon game in Minnesota, and the Yankees are home. They have a home game that night.
Correct.
Are you suggesting that Met fans should go to Yankee Stadium, watch the Mets on DVR, and loudly chant, "Let's go Mets," during a Yankee game?
If they like baseball that much and they choose to do that, that's fine. Let's go Mets is not Yankees suck. Let's go Yankees is not Mets suck. It's very different. You're cheering on your own team.
It also then instigated the chant.
Well, it didn't have to instigate anything. If everybody just behaved, you don't have to throw popcorn at people.
It's war times.
That's bad. It's just bad etiquette.
We're not standing down. This is why we don't do this, because Big Brother doesn't stand down.
It's a bad scene. I tried to broker peace.
And Evan's trying to broker peace. No, will never be
Evan's
peace.
Evan's laughing because I described exactly what he does at games, and then he realized, they might be doing that.
Evan doesn't even clap for the Mets. He's not going to clap for them if he was at a Yankee game. He doesn't clap for them when he's at Citi Field. He sits there in silence.
John is calling from Florham Park. How are you, John?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just find it, Evan, a little disingenuous on your part where you say you want to take the high road with the Yankees and Mets, yet this is all you're talking about.
What do you mean?
So if you really wanted to, well, you're talking about what someone did here and we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Let's just talk sports.
Well, but
you're giving it, giving it oxygen.
Oh, that's not fair. So you're blaming me for talking about things that are happening around us? That's called blaming the messenger. It's my fault that Yankee fans chanted F Juan Soto. It's my fault that Met fans chanted Yankee suck last night. Look, if you want me and everyone else to put our heads in the sand and make believe it's not happening, I guess we could do that. The world can work that way. Just make believe it's not happening. Just make believe that's not going on. That works sometimes, but we're real around here. I have to be honest about what's going on. I am looking to make peace. For me to be attacked by the last caller, and not Loogie, who's not looking for peace, not Sean, who's clearly not looking for peace,
but you're
attacking me because I'm giving it oxygen by talking about what's actually happening around us? Okay, let me stick my head in the sand and ignore the war that's going on around us. Fine. Will that make you happy? Because I got the truth for you. Just because you ignore it doesn't mean it isn't happening. And that's the problem with our society. You don't like things, so you ignore it, and you make believe it's not happening. Well, I got news for you. When a tree falls in the forest, it still falls even if you didn't see it. You know what I mean? Rosie knows what I'm talking about.
So the quote from Evan Roberts is, just because you don't like things doesn't mean you ignore it and pretend it didn't happen, right?
I'm confused. Is that what I said?
You did say that's a quote. Are you going to apologize to everybody about our argument 40 minutes ago now that you see how many people actually did show up to Citi Field at 4 o'clock today?
What do you mean?
There's a pretty good crowd there at Citi Field today.
I will admit this, Sean, because I'm an honest guy. The Mets moved up their start time from 7 to 4. I have made the point that less people will be at Citi Field for a 4 o'clock game than a 7 o'clock game. And I stand by that, though I do admit there are more people in the building at 4:37 than I would have guessed.
But I thought they all had
work. So good turnout by the Met fan, but it's still fewer than who would have been there if they started the game at 7 o'clock.
In 9-degree weather. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's my opinion.
All you have to say is, Sean, you know what? You were right. I didn't think of it.
There's clearly less people in Citi Field than there would have been if it was a 7 o'clock game. Right. I'm not going to just...
A normal 7 o'clock game? Yeah, not tonight in that cold weather.
Yeah, in tonight's weather, there would have been more people there.
Nope.
Let's go to
That's how you wing it.
Uh-oh. Let's go to Popcorn Rob in Babylon. Yo, what's up?
Hey, man, first and foremost, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yo, hey, yo, that's a good wing, man, because we got right back to that subject at hand, which was speaking about the weather. Hey, guys, look, I'm going to say this. Baseball, when we start first creating baseball as being a professional sport and a life, you know, saving for just lifetime, you know, entertainment, it started during the, you know, those summer hours or whatever. But thanks to, you know, the development of creating more, broader viewing and entertainment, it's kind of stretched out. So which means that instead of it being the summertime, now you kind of kicked off into the starting, the ending of, you know, winter and beginning of fall. So that you know, so now that's up to us as far as fans on whether, listen, we understand that, man. We want the entertainment. Yeah. And guess about what about the viewers and the guys that stream? Sometimes just because the stadium's not being filled, think about how many people are viewing.
No, I agree with you, which is why afternoon games are tougher because less people can watch it. Now, I think the positive is in the streaming world we live in, it's probably easier to consume something at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock than it would have been 10 years ago because if you're not in front of a TV or a radio, you couldn't watch or listen. And nowadays, it's easier to at least, you know, pop it up on your phone like you talked about or pop up the MLB app or whatever and be able to at least consume parts of said game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think about this every day on my trip home from work, from the show. Could you imagine being a commuter on the NJ Transit, Metro North, or Long Island Railroad in like the 90s and 80s?
In terms of what, not having internet?
What did you do?
Oh, yeah.
You sat there having cigarette smoke breathed in your face. You have no entertainment. I mean, what are you doing?
On a simple level, I look at my kids and I see the forms of entertainment that they have. And I even wonder about our childhood. And I wonder, how did we get through the day?
Yeah.
Like, sure, we had Nintendo.
Game Boy.
What else did we have?
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're a little bit older, if you're my parents, your parents, Tommy's parents, there was nothing. And if you go back even further, then there really is nothing. I think when you don't know what you don't have, it's tough to miss it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't know what the internet could be when we were 8 years old. So it's not like, oh, can you imagine not having it? Well, yeah, that's how we grew up. So it's easy to imagine not having it because you never had it.
We had imagination. That's what we had.
So you think we're losing imagination?
I think we're losing creativity, imagination. We're just like staring at our iPads for 4 hours straight on a train.
It's a great, great point. And even, I think it was about a month ago, me and my wife finally said, okay, we need to put like heavy restrictions on tablet usage.
Mm-hmm.
And we have. And the results are exactly what Tommy's saying. The creativity has gone up. The wanting to do other things has gone way up. It's truly incredible. So I'm not going to advise anyone how to parent because I'm certainly not perfect. But I definitely think the restrictions, heavy restrictions on that, it helps, man.
When you think of how to get BT, swindle him out of $100, I think that shows the creativity is there.
That's true. That's true. Jet's got some creativity. What you'd really love, not you, but what Tommy would love, is the wrestling figure booking that this kid puts together. It's better than the real product. I mean, some of these angles he's got going on right now. He brought in an evil Roman Reigns. It's his twin brother, okay?
So they're going with the Earl Hebner thing back in the day where you had the evil twin they screwed Hulk over.
That's right. Okay. That's what happens when you have two Roman Reigns figures. We got an even Roman Reigns. It's very creative stuff.
Two Roman Reigns because of his brother, I assume.
They've got like five Roman Reigns if you add it all up together. Let's go to Will in Union Square. What's up, Will?
Oh, my God. Listen, on this weather topic, you know they're protecting the investment on the field. They don't give a damn about the people in the stands. They just want to make sure these guys don't pop a hamstring, you know, end up seeing their shoulder messed up. You know, that's what they want to do.
I think that's part of it.
I think that is, Will. I think that's the best point I've heard on this subject. I really don't. Because Sean never brought that up.
And are you serious?
No, you didn't. You never brought that up.
I brought up the players are a part of this, too.
No. But you hear what Will said? Will talked about the return of investment.
Yes.
He talked about the money that guys are making. Guys are making more money than they ever made.
I brought up, what if Juan Soto's nose falls off due to frostbite? That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't hear you do that.
Well, maybe you should listen or go back on the Odyssey app and rewind because I actually said that.
I did hear you say that. The problem was it wasn't eloquent as Will was. Will laid it out perfectly, which is they don't give a damn about the fans.
I disagree with that part.
this is all about, hey, we're paying these guys millions upon millions of dollars. Make sure that they don't get hurt. And the Tigers and Yankees did it. The Mets and Marlins did it. And I wonder if this is going to become a new trend in sports, in baseball specifically, where you look ahead and move start times. I agree with it when it comes to rain, by the way. I think that's an absolute no-brainer.
Maybe that's the answer for April. Only day games in the month of April.
They used to do that.
The whole month.
I'm telling you, man. When I was younger.
And 4 o'clock counts, by the way.
No, I agree. When I was younger, I swear they used to do that. Like the first week of the season, they basically played all day games because obviously it's warmer during the day. I think the problem you're going to run into is the economics of what I said earlier, which is less people will buy tickets because less people can go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Flatbush. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Evan. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you, man. What's up?
There's a way to settle so many different questions. The one that you just raised, the Big Brother question. And I have to say, you know, you go on baseballreference.com, and it's funny because you say, see Juan Soto's record, it says free agent 2040. Now, nobody thinks that he's actually going to be playing in 15 years, but by the end of his contract, the weather, I know you're a libertarian, but is going to be much less predictable than it even is now. The storms are going to be heavier.
Right.
I think if it is going to be, I don't know where you got the figure. I got to go back in the Odyssey app, but $800 million?
Yeah.
That's an investment that we have to ask the king, Uncle Stevie, if he's also going to want casinos next door to, you know, potentially fleece all of us fans. You got to put an investment in, and I think that considering he's worth $20 billion, a retractable roof would settle the question of who's a big brother. I mean, Citi Field versus Yankee Stadium.
By the way, Mike is spot on. So if you go back to 2006, 2007, when they were building the new Yankee Stadium and the new Citi Field, if memory serves correct, there were very brief discussions about a dome. And ultimately, it was going to be too expensive because, remember, it wasn't paid for by the owners. It was paid for by the city. Right. And I think the counter was, if you guys want a dome, share a stadium.
Should have done congesting pricing back then.
I don't know. I think that would have made a difference because it just would have been wasted. But it was basically, if you want a dome, share the stadium. And the Mets were never going to do that. The Yankees were never going to do that. So they each built their own stadium without a dome. Steve Cohen would be the one putting in the investment. Right. It would be $800 million. And the reason I had that number is because we went back and did the research a few months ago. And that was the number being floated around on how much it would cost to add a dome to the pre-existing Citi Field. If Steve Cohen, this is where Tommy's right. And Sean, I think you need to admit this. If Steve Cohen took out a check for $800 million and said, I'm putting a dome on Citi Field. Big brother. Because Hal's not doing that.
Counterpoint.
And while the Yankees are dealing with rainouts, the Mets are dealing with perfect weather. That would be, more so than Soto, the ultimate big brother, I'm a gangster move. If he decided to write that check, would you agree?
Counterpoint. I would respect Steve Cohen for it, but he already basically cried in his Cheerios that Met fans shouldn't expect anything more than Soto this offseason.
No, that's
And now
different.
He's going to spend on a roof. Then you never saw it in anybody else.
I can't make that assumption. And stop. You're switching the subject.
No, I'm not. Because
yes,
that involves
are.
Him writing a check.
Sean.
Now you're asking him to write a check for more players like that.
What you just did with my argument was, well, they're going to go sign a shortstop when Lindor retires?
Oh, because
no one's asking that.
But that is part of it. Because your whole poll question is what? Who would you rather have? Soto or the dome? So it does tie into whether you sign more plays. And you know him, right? Because of the smirk on your face.
I can't tell the future. All I can ask you is, if Steve Cohen announced tomorrow, I have had enough, I'm building a dome.
All right. He builds a dome, and then you win 20 rings, come back and talk to me. Then we can have the big brother.
Okay, so that's my question. If he built a dome.
No, it doesn't make you a big brother. It makes you a baller.
Okay. See, Tommy, I think that would be the ultimate big brother move.
Also,
the Yankees wouldn't have a dome. The Mets would have one.
I think
that's a big brother move. It'll never happen, but that would be the move.
Actually, I think in that call, you missed the main point.
What's that?
Which is why Steve Cohen probably is never going to build a dome.
Go ahead.
If the Metropolitan Park moves forward, where do people go when rain gets delayed or you're worried about, should I go into the stadium yet? Is it going to do, ooh, it's too cold. Let's duck out in the third inning. They flood the casinos and restaurants and spend more money in-game.
I don't actually agree that you would do better without the dome because you'd have more people willing to come to the ballpark knowing, weather conditions don't matter, and I can go prior or after the game. So I don't agree with that.
So now more people will come to the ballpark in April, because you argue with me and Tommy about this.
No, I never argue that. If there was a dome, would more people show up?
We said 10,000 people more. You questioned that.
No, I never gave you my opinion. You guys never asked me. You were so obsessed with your own opinions, you never threw it back at me and said, what do you think, Evan? You guys never did.
So
go back and listen.
What do you think, Evan?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, jeez, I am.
What are we on a date here? We got to ask you the question. Can't you just give the opinion?
Well, look, there are times in which I give you a strong opinion. There are times in which I'm the conductor, and I was conducting a question.
You guys
had really good answers, but my point is I never offered an opinion.
You still haven't, and I asked you a minute ago.
You're filibustering right now.
I think that they would have gotten on a night like last night with a dome about 4,000 to 5,000 more people. I don't think it would be 10,000. I think that's way too much. I think it's a couple of thousand people would have said, you know what? Weather's good. I'm coming.
So how many of those couple of thousand are now spending more money in the casino and stuff?
If there was a dome? I don't know the habits of people. Like, are people going to want to go to a casino before and after a Met game? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not an expert on who goes to casinos. I haven't gone to a casino in years. I mean, I love them. They're fun when I go, and I don't mind losing money. But I don't know what the clientele will be.
There's a casino that you walk right out of the Cleveland Cavs arena to, and I was there after a Cavs game. Felt like everybody who went to that game went to the casino.
So then it will be very beneficial if he pulls this off.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.